And this is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond.
Look at me. Look at me. Up and about. I haven't done this in 20 years.
Oh. Grandpa!
I never thought my life could be anything but catastrophe. But suddenly I begin to see a bit of good luck for me. 'Cause I've got a golden ticket. I've got a golden twinkle in my eye. I never had a chance to shine, never a happy song to sing, but suddenly half the world is mine. What an amazing thing, 'cause I've got a golden ticket.
It's ours, Charlie.
I've got a golden sun up in the sky.
Slippers, Charlie.
I never thought I'd see the day when I would face the world and say good morning. Look at the sun. I never thought that I would be slapping the lap of luxury, 'cause I'd have said
it couldn't be done.
But it can be done.
Ooh, the cane, Charlie. Ah. Here I go. Watch my speed.
I never dreamed that I would climb over the moon in ecstasy, but nevertheless it's there that I'm shortly about to be.
'Cause I've got a golden ticket. I've got a golden chance to make my way. And with a golden ticket, it's a golden day.
Sun. 'Cause I'd have said it couldn't be done, but it can be done. I never dreamed that I would climb over the moon in ecstasy, but nevertheless it's there that I'm shortly about to be. 'Cause I've got a golden ticket. I've got a golden ticket. I've got a golden chance to make my way. With a golden ticket, it's a golden day.
And good evening. You know that that golden ticket means that you have landed right here on Wonka Radio with your very grateful host, Liesl. I am so glad that you have chosen to join me this evening for a half an hour of fabulous Wonka Radio. And I've got a couple of stories selected here from you, for you, from my friends at Neil Dowell School Library, Mrs. Phillips and Mrs. Kelly. And they helped me find a couple of books to share with you this evening. But before I proceed with these stories, I want to tell you that we will not be streaming straight to Radio Radix at 7:30 this evening. Instead, KZFR is bringing to you live from the Sierra Nevada Big Room, Jackie Green. So don't touch that dial, or don't touch that keypad, or however you're choosing to listen to us this evening, because we are going to share some Thanksgiving stories followed by live concert from Jackie Green at the Big Room, brought to you here by your friendly folks at Community Radio. This is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. And I'm going to begin the stories this evening with a take on a classic culminating tale. This is I Know an Old Lady Who Swallowed a Pie. It's by Allison Jackson. Has really funny illustrations by Judith Byron Schachner. And this is one of those stories that has been told for a long, long time and can be changed to suit just about any occasion. And so here we have I Know an Old Lady Who Swallowed a Pie. I know an old lady who swallowed a pie, a Thanksgiving pie, which was really too dry. Perhaps she'll die. I know an old lady who swallowed some cider that rumbled and bumbled and grumbled inside her. She swallowed the cider to moisten the pie, the Thanksgiving pie, which was really too dry. Perhaps she'll die. I know an old lady who swallowed a roll. Just swallowed it whole, the entire roll. She swallowed the roll to go with the cider that rumbled and mumbled and grumbled inside her. She swallowed the cider to moisten the pie, the Thanksgiving pie, which was really too dry. Perhaps she'll die. I know an old lady who swallowed a squash. Oh my gosh, a fat yellow squash. She swallowed the squash to go with the roll. She swallowed the roll to go with the cider that rumbled and mumbled and grumbled inside her. She swallowed the cider to moisten the pie, the Thanksgiving pie, which was really too dry. Perhaps she'll die. I know an old lady who swallowed a salad. She was looking quite pallid from eating that salad. She swallowed the salad to go with the squash. She swallowed the squash to go with the roll. She swallowed the roll to go with the cider that rumbled and mumbled and grumbled inside her. She swallowed the cider to moisten the pie, the Thanksgiving pie, which was really too dry. Perhaps she'll die. I know an old lady who swallowed a turkey. Her future looked murky after that turkey. She swallowed the turkey to go with the salad. She swallowed the salad to go with the squash. She swallowed the squash to go with the roll. She swallowed the roll to go with the cider that rumbled and mumbled and grumbled inside her. She swallowed the cider to moisten the pie, the Thanksgiving pie, which was really too dry. Perhaps she'll die. I know an old lady who swallowed a pot. I kid you not. She swallowed a pot. She swallowed the pot to go with the turkey. She swallowed the turkey to go with the salad. She swallowed the salad to go with the squash. She swallowed the squash to go with the roll. She swallowed the roll to go with the cider that rumbled and mumbled and grumbled inside her. She swallowed the cider to moisten the pie, the Thanksgiving pie, which was really too dry. Perhaps she'll die. I know an old lady who swallowed a cake. For goodness sake, a 10-layer cake. She swallowed the cake to go with the pot. She swallowed the pot to go with the turkey. She swallowed the turkey to go with the salad. She swallowed the salad to go with the squash. She swallowed the squash to go with the roll. She swallowed the roll to go with the cider that rumbled and mumbled and grumbled inside her. She swallowed the cider to moisten the pie, the Thanksgiving pie, which was really too dry. Perhaps she'll die. I know an old lady who swallowed some bread. I'm full, she said.
I'm a perky disco turkey because I love to dance. I know this may seem bizarre. It's the coolest thing to do. That's why I'm such a star. Step side to side, reach high and low. Wiggle your shoulders and make a pose. Repeat side to side, high and low. Shake your feathers and point your toes. Now say gobble, gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
And a strut, strut, strut.
And a strut, strut, strut.
Do a wobble, wobble, wobble.
Wobble, wobble, wobble.
And then we got stuck.
go turkey because I love to dance. I know this may seem bizarre. It's the coolest thing to do. That's why I'm such a star. Step side to side, reach high and low. Wiggle your shoulders and make a pose. Repeat side to side, high and low. Shake your feathers and point your toes. Now say gobble, gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
And a strut, strut, strut.
And a strut, strut, strut.
Do a wobble, wobble, wobble.
Wobble, wobble, wobble.
And then we got stuck.
And then we got stuck.
Wow! Now we turkey disco to mighty fine dance, and we're proud of how we moved. It was so much fun, we don't want to be done, so let's give it one more groove. Step side to side, reach high and low. Wiggle your shoulders and make a pose. Repeat side to side, high and low. Shake your feathers and point your toes. Now say gobble, gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
And a strut, strut, strut.
And a strut, strut, strut.
Do a wobble, wobble, wobble. Then we all just said good luck. Question time. What's the most musical?
All right. That was a turkey dance from the Learning Station, which is a really cool YouTube channel that I have been enjoying lately, the Learning Station. And that was the turkey dance. And it's really fun to participate with that video. So if you look that up on YouTube, a turkey dance from the Learning Station, I think you'll enjoy getting up and doing your own version of the turkey dance. Wobble, 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 gobble, gobble, gobble. It's kind of infectious. All right, so you are here with me on Wonka Radio on KZFR 90.1 FM. And just a reminder that in about 11 minutes, we are going to be migrating over to the Sierra Nevada Big Room for a live streaming broadcast of the Jackie Greene concert that's going to be taking place there this evening. Rick Anderson will be your host for that wonderful show. And I've got Sophie here in the studio with me, and she is going to be here on this end of the channel for you. So I'm going to continue with our Thanksgiving theme. We just heard, I know an old lady who swallowed a pie, among many other things. And I'm going to continue with this charming book by Judy Cox, illustrated by Jeffrey Ebeler, called One is a Feast for Mouse, a Thanksgiving Tale. We've been reading a lot of these stories about Mouse lately, so if he sounds like a familiar character, you probably have heard me read some other stories about him because he's awfully cute. After Thanksgiving dinner, Mouse crept out of his hidey hole and looked around. The house was quiet. Dad snoozed in his chair with his book. Shoo. Mom dozed in front of the TV. Outside, the kids played football in the crisp yellow leaves. Cat curled up by the fire. He yawned and stretched his stripy tail. Then he closed his greeny eyes and went to sleep. Mouse scampered up the tablecloth. Thanksgiving leftovers were still on the table. So much to eat. Mouse saw a teeny, tiny, toothsome green pea all by itself under a plate. Give thanks, he thought. One will be a feast for me. Mouse rolled the pea across the tablecloth to take it back to his hidey hole. But his eyes were bigger than his stomach. He saw six leftover cranberries glowing like rubies on a silver saucer. And I'll just take one, he said to himself. One is a feast for me. He balanced one cranberry on top of the pea and started again across the table to his hidey hole. Just then he saw three olives, black and shiny, in a dish. I'll take just one, he thought. One is a feast for me. He put the olive on top of the cranberry, on top of the pea, and carried the tidbits across the table. Then he saw the carrot sticks, crunchy and munchy and orange. Well, I'll take just one, he thought. One is a feast for me. He stuck one carrot stick into the hole in the olive, balanced both on top of the olive, on top of the pea, and started back to his hidey hole. Then he saw the mashed potatoes. Mouse potatoes! There was just one scoop left on the plate. I'll just take the plate, Mouse thought. What a feast I will have! He balanced the plate of potatoes on top of the carrot stick in the hole, in the olive, on top of the cranberry, on top of the pea. Mouse started off across the table. Then he saw the gravy, brown and luscious, in the silver gravy boat. Gravy for the mouse potatoes, he thought. I must have that for my feast. And he balanced the gravy boat on top of the mashed potatoes, on top of the carrot stick stuck in the olive, on top of the cranberry, on top of the pea, and he started off. But then he spotted the pumpkin pie. One slice of pie, brown and dimpled with a collar of fluffy whipped cream. So he balanced the pie on top of the gravy boat, on top of the mashed potatoes, on top of the carrot stick stuck in the hole in the olive, on top of the cranberry, on top of the pea, and he started off across the table. The pie slid, but Mouse caught it just in time. Mouse bobbed and bobbled across the tablecloth on the way to his hidey hole for his Thanksgiving feast. He didn't see Cat creeping closer and closer. But Mouse saw the turkey, brown and juicy, surrounded by parsley. Much was gone, but there was enough left for a mouse feast, or even two. I'll just add that, thought Mouse, and he carefully placed the turkey platter on the very top of his pile, on top of the pie, on top of the gravy, on top of the mashed potatoes, on top of the carrot stick, stuck in the hole in the olive, on top of the cranberry, on top of the pea. He started off across the table to his hidey hole, and there, at the table's edge, he met Cat, greedy-eyed and hungry, clawing up the table on the tablecloth. Mouse skidded to a stop. The turkey wibbled and wobbled, slid and slipped. Mouse danced to keep his feast balanced, pirouetted like a ballerina, juggled like a platter spinner, but off slid the turkey, whoosh, with a plop, landing smack on Cat. Down crashed the pumpkin pie and the boat with the gravy. Down crashed the mashed potatoes with a clatter that woke Mom. Down fell the carrot stick, still impaled in the olive. Down went the cranberry, which rolled, leaving a red track across the table. Down went the pea, all catterwampus, off the table, rolling onto the floor. Off scampered Mouse, quick as a bandit, back to his hidey hole ahead of Cat. He huddled in his hidey hole, his heart pitter-pattered. He peered out. Down came the broom on top of the stripy, greeny-eyed Cat. Bad kitty, shouted Mom, outside, and she swept the cat out the door. Mouse looked around, whiskers trembling with fright. No Thanksgiving feast for me, he thought. Just then he spotted, glowing in the corner, one teensy tiny, round and toothsome, green and luscious pea. Give thanks. One is a feast for me. Oh my, I hope you like that story about Mouse. It's part of his series from Judy Cox. That was One is a Feast for Mouse. And I hope you don't experience any kind of disaster like that during your Thanksgiving festival. I have a couple of poems that I selected for you this evening that I'd like to share with you before we go over to the big room at Sierra Nevada. This one is a wonderful poem that I think is very, very good to keep in mind as you are gobbling up your Thanksgiving feast. It's from Read Aloud Rhymes for the Very Young, a collection of poems selected by one of my favorite poets, Jack Prelutsky, and this is by Jellet Burgess, and it's called Table Manners. The goops, they lick their fingers, and the goops, they lick their knives. They spill their broth on the tablecloth. Oh, they lead disgusting lives. The goops, they talk while eating, and loud and fast they chew, and that is why I am glad I'm not a gloop. Are you? I hope not. And here's a thought that I want to leave you with for the evening from Bobby Katz called Pretending. And I hope that you get to enjoy this next week when you don't have to go to school. When you are in bed and it's cold outside, do you ever pretend that you have to hide? Do you curl up your toes? Do you wrinkle your nose? Do you make yourself so little that none of you shows? Do you pull the sheet over the whole of your face and pretend you're in some faraway place? Mother thinks you're sleeping, but she does not know that all tucked in your bed, you have places to go. All right, I hope you enjoyed those, and I hope that you have a wonderful holiday next week. And I want to remind you, stay tuned to children's programming here on KZFR every weekday night from 7 to 7:30. And next week, it's going to be Duncan and Diego here with Music Mayhem. You have been listening to Wonka Radio, which is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR members and by Affordable Automotive, locally owned by Mike Button and his family since 1996. Affordable Automotive grows their business one customer at a time and can repair or maintain any car, truck, or SUV, ensuring a safe and reliable vehicle now with financing available. Located at 2106 Park Avenue in Chico, you can call them at 892-1774. Find them online at chicoautomotive.com for more information. Wonka Radio is also made possible by Harrison Daly Wright Accountancy Corporation in Chico. Harrison Daly Wright provides certified public accountants specializing in accounting and bookkeeping services, auditing, tax preparation and planning, management support, services for nonprofit organizations, and more. To reach Harrison Daly Wright, call 895-1209. And I appreciate your spending this evening time here with me on Wonka Radio on KZFR. And I look forward to being back with you in 2 weeks. I've got some really special shows planned for you for next month, for the month of December, which is just almost upon us. And I want to remind you to please stay tuned right now because I'm going to be handing it over to Rick Anderson down at the amazing Sierra Nevada Big Room for a live streaming concert of Jackie Greene this evening. He's going to be coming at you in just a couple seconds here. Going to leave you with one thought to ponder. Think about this over your week while you celebrate Thanksgiving. Where is fancy bread? In the heart or in the head? Good night. And we are now live at the Big Room.
Thanks, Liesl. We really appreciate your show. Done a great job with Wonka Radio over the years. Thanks a lot for being there. Yep, we're live at the Big Room. Jackie Greene, here we go. Just like last night, Jackie Greene coming up at 7:30 here on KZFR. And we do have a show we need to plug ourselves that's coming up on Friday. It's Midnight North, the Good Luck Thrift Store Outfit. And they'll be playing at the Chico Women's Club. Special guest is Alex Nelson. That's Jackie's brother. And you can get tickets at the Chico Paper Company, also online, kzfr.org. And they're only $15. It's a benefit for KZFR. It's going to be a fun night. We'll have beer from Sierra Nevada. And it is guaranteed good fun. Graham Lesh is in Midnight North. He's Phil Lesh's son, and he's got a really talented group with him. Elliot Peck is on vocals. She is very talented, and they're just a great band. Good Luck Thrift Store Outfit from Oakdale. You know, people love these guys. They're kind of like Leftover Salmon meets Lynyrd Skynyrd, maybe, or something like that, or their first couple albums. Anyway, it's going to be a good night this Friday night at the Chico Women's Club. We'd love for you to join us. Doors are at 7, shows at 7:30. And something our buddy Jake Sprecher has been in charge of KZFR movie nights, and this Saturday night at the pageant, he's got a really wacky movie. He's got Pee-wee Herman's Big Adventure, and that'll be going on. They do Doors at 10. They'll have a live band at 10:30. And I don't know. It's a Jake band. All I know is, you know, Jake does shows, you know, and for KZFR, and I call them Jake bands. And, you know, that's somebody that's good. You know, somebody that's cool. You know, somebody that's local, too. But that's this Saturday night, KZFR movie night at the pageant. The movie starts at 11. And coming up in December, quite a few things going on. We've got our Christmas party, our holiday party on December 18th at the Women's Club. That's a free show. There's no cover for that. And the band is Bahopki. We'll have a lot of fun entertainment, some door prizes. And then on New Year's Eve, once again, we've got another Jake show. What's the band that's playing there?
Solar Estates.
One of the bands is Solar Estates. There's three bands. It's a $7 cover. So we're going to kind of have a low-do fun night. Anyway, we need to also talk about something coming up at the Big Room on Monday, November 30th. Nell Robinson and Jim Nunley are going to be here at the Big Room. It'll be a PBS special being filmed right here in the Big Room that night. And Chico's own Ma Muse opens. Tickets are at the gift shop, also online at SierraNevada.com. A few other shows for the Big Room coming up in December. Della May is going to be here on December 8th. And December 15th, it's Paul Barrere and Fred Tackett from Little Feet. The Honey Drops are back in town. That is December 21st. Interesting night, and the Honey Drops will be in town. That's a Monday night, I do believe. Honey Drops, always a good band. California Honey Drops from Oakland, Bay Area band. They've been to KZFR a million times. They signed our door. They were the first ones to sign our door. Yeah, now we can't get them in the building. Thank you. They got too big for us. And then on New Year's Eve. Yeah, there you go. Thank you very much. And then New Year's Eve here at the Big Room, the funk band Radio is playing, and tickets go on sale this Sunday here at Sierra Nevada Brewery. And go online to the website and check out the details on exactly how you can get tickets for New Year's Eve here. It's always a big, fun night at the Big Room. Well, we're starting to dim the lights. We're looking for Jackie Green to come out here pretty soon. Want to thank Kyle from Paradise Audio doing the sound for us again tonight. And we also want to thank Sierra Nevada Brewing Company for being such awesome supporters of KZFR through the years. The equipment that we are broadcasting on tonight was donated by Sierra Nevada probably like 10 years ago or so. Jackie and the boys sounded really good last night. The bass player for the band, that was his first show.